Triple M Footy lives on Listener. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.
Last tackle. Xavier Savage on the last. Fogarty, Hosking. Last tackle. Like a hot potato. Gula gets away from one big hombre. Passes it back to Hudson Young. Gets the ball away to Hosking. Back to Hudson Young. Oh, what a wonderful Raiders try. Who are the entertainers? Who are the entertainers of rugby league? I think it's the Green Machine.
What an announcement to the beginning of their year here. We're going to have to see the replay properly so we can talk it through. It starts with just Jamal Fogarty trying to tell him to kill the play into the corner, but Hosking finds a pass to Emre Gula. Gula beats Phoenix Crosland, beats another, beats Hudson Young, who finds a flick pass, hits Hudson Young again, he finds a try. Too much Hudson Hosking going on there, but they found a try. Canberra Raider, icing on the cake. What a performance to open up their season up here in Newcastle. Completely outplayed them. Thoroughly deserved. Newcastle, a lot to look at this week, Gemma.
Yeah, sure is. I mean, that's the magical try, the miracle try that the Newcastle Knights were looking for. Like you say, the half gets it there. Fogarty picks it up, passes it on to Hosking, and just goes, run to the corner, mate. Just get yourself down and run to the corner. And then they fashion three or four offloads in the build-up, an old-fashioned soccer-style 1-2 between a couple of the back rowers there, and Hudson Young is in for a try. Beautiful 1-2, two back rowers combination. What about that?
Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard, Raiders 26, Knights 12, but Jamal Fogarty's got one just to the right-hand side of the upright and adds the extras. Full-time, Raiders have defeated Newcastle 28-12. That might just be the Specsavers play of the day, but we'll tell you more about that in the course of the post-game. Book an appointment with audiology professionals at specsavers.com. That might be the Specsavers play of the day. Not quite sure yet, but what a magnificent victory for the Green Machine. As Jammer said, round one, Newcastle's where they had to travel to. The Knights have got every reason to turn up tonight and really put it on them, but the old saying, Gemma, they just didn't get out of first gear, Newcastle.
No, they were really poor. Like I say, no real respect for the football. They didn't earn the right to shift. Half time, they go in, you know, at 8-6 down. We thought Frizzell had brought them back into the game, and you know, the same trend from the first half just continued into the second. And the Canberra Raiders, they almost played the perfect game. It was a great round one style performance from the Raiders. And I think it's the type of performance that we're going to see from them as this competition progresses. They know the simple recipe for success that works for them. There was no flash involved. Obviously, they get that miracle try, but that's at the back end of the game. Take or leave that. This was a hard-fought victory with not much flash. Congratulations for the Raiders for playing the perfect round one style of football and game.
Yeah, and I feel like, again, we're joking about there's still enough time on the clock. There's still enough time in the clock, but you're almost better off just having the bitter pill this early in the season. They're going to be so disappointed with this start, but if they found a couple of tries and end up losing by 2 points, maybe they can get away with going, oh, we almost got there. We were bad for the majority of the game, but we still almost got there. But in this one, again, that's going to be a dejected dressing shed. So,
Wade, I'll interrupt you there because Reedy is with Josh Papaliki.
Josh, not many people would have seen that coming before this game, I guess. You're outsiders, but I guess in your eyes, this is what you expected, right?
That's what we trained, all pre-season for. We grinded hard the last couple of months, and what tonight shows is just the training we've been putting in.
What was the key tonight, do you think, Josh?
Mate, just holding the ball. I think the team that just completes more wins the game.
Did you? I mean, obviously they made about, I think they made about 12 errors, so, and you really stifled the likes of Kalen and their weapons. Obviously, you spent a lot of time on that as well, but that was real key as well, I guess.
Yeah, I think you just got to limit, players like KP to do their thing, and the more chances we get to limit that, the better any football team's going to go against Newcastle.
What do you think it says about you guys, Josh? As I said, not I think obviously played finals footy last year, but not many people are talking about you guys this year. What does tonight say, and what message do you think it sends?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's we've been in that position before, but we just seem to find a way to grow into the finals footy. But man, that's a long way away, and this is only round one, and we're just gonna celebrate tonight. You know, look at a few things we need to work on, and go to Canberra next week.
So you had a quick word for you on Ethan Strange.
Yeah, Strangey, he's just a young kid that's living the dream, and you know, he works very hard on his fundamentals, and you know, he's going to reap the rewards this year.
Thanks, Josh.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, good on you. Thank you very much, Rudy. It did come good in the end for Ethan Strange, which I was very happy for. Raiders 28, Knights 12. Rudy will chase up some more for NIB, and we'll go to you, Wade.
Yeah, well, Josh Apale, the voice of experience, right? Right there. We just held the ball. That was their whole game plan. Complete their sets. I don't know how many times we mentioned it during the coverage. Jamal Fogarty just kicking the ball back to him, just making the Newcastle team hard, like bringing it out of the hard yards.
Speak of the devil, now Reedy's got Jamal Fogarty.
Yeah, and with a pretty happy halfback here right now, Jamal, that you must be really proud of that performance.
Yeah, I think the most important thing there for us, we got out to a lead and we defended it. You know, as you would know, last year we were up by 10 or 12 points and get run down and lose by 8. So I think the effort that we showed, the grit, the courage and the team first play that we had for 80 minutes there, I think it's a good starting block for us.
You mentioned that, you got out to the good start, and last year maybe you might have struggled to hold on. Or what were you saying to each other? What was the talk out there?
Yeah, our game plan was to go through the middle. Obviously, when you got big Popper up front and Taps, you know, they're going to do a bit of damage. And to throw Morgan in there, the young lad from England, he's just a hard worker. He does all the, you know, he's a bit like a broom, just tidies up everything for us. And he's got that real Englishman grit. And that was one thing that we wanted to come here tonight, play through the middle and show a bit of grit.
What about your young Hales partner? Handled himself okay?
Yeah, I think, I just said before, I just hope everyone lets him find his feet. You know, he's never going to be Jack White, and we want him to be Ethan Strange. And give him 50, 60 NRL games under his belt, he's going to be a great addition for the club. So, you know, tonight was just one little step in front of the other, and we'll keep doing that for the rest of the year.
Jamal, I said to Josh, not many people are talking about the Raiders this year, but this is a message, a little message you've sent. I know it's round one, and Josh said, look, it's only round one, doesn't really matter, we've got to keep doing it. But it does send a little message to everyone that, hey, ride us off at your own peril, right?
Yeah, I think for myself, it's just worrying about, you know, us guys in the four walls at Raiders HQ there. Everyone's got to always have an opinion, but we got the belief, we got the trust with one another, and we've done a lot of hard work in the all season. We've got a great coach. He gets us to the sideline every week ready for battle, and, you know, we just got to go a week at a time. It's not about, you know, trying to make a statement or whatever. It's only round one, but it's a good start.
Cool. Thanks, Jamal.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Jamal Fogarty. The Titans were wise to let him walk away. Anyway, Specsavers present the play of the day. Book an appointment with an audiology professional at specsavers.com.au/hearing. T's and C's apply. Here is the play of the day as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Last tackle, like a hot potato. Gula gets away from one big hombre. Passes it back to Hudson Young. Gets the ball away to Hosking. Back to Hudson Young. Oh, what a wonderful Raiders try.
For McDonald's and Ream, Triple M rocks footy. This half for Mitsubishi Triton.
Nothing can frighten a Triton.
And welcome back to of course, it's all over. The post-match, the verdict, as we call it. And thanks once again to our sponsors who are with us again this year. Ream Hot Water, if your hot water needs replacing, go to the one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. And Macca's, footy's back on the menu. I'm loving it. If you're hungry for the new season, footy's back on the menu. I'll be calling into Macca's Kingsford on the way home for a fillet of fish and a quarter pounder. Unbelievable. Now, we've got a brand new mob on board with us, Employment Hero, from hired to retired. Employment Hero's HR, recruitment and payroll software handles it all. It's employment solved. Search Employed Hero today. We're going to have to take this mob out for lunch, Employment Hero. They present the Triple MVP. Wado, would you do that for us?
Of course I will, Maroon, and James Graham's going to be a fan of this. My one point goes to Josh Papali'i, one front rower, just phenomenal with his effort. 12 carries, 170 metres, 22 tackles, and all 22 tackles the opposition would have felt. 2 points, the other front row partner, Joseph Tarpany, A little bit more running meters, a lot more tackles, but just dominate up that front middle third, and you don't win games about your front rowers dominating that middle third. And then off the back of that, I couldn't go past the halfback, Jamal Fogarty. Just kicked the Newcastle Knights to death. Every opportunity he had, he put the ball in the right position and just made it so hard on Newcastle coming out of their own head. Special mention to Smitty's on debut, the Englishman. I thought it was tremendous through that middle third, just tough as nails. Pretty much how Jimmy explained how he played before the game. So, yeah, tremendous job by their middle three.
Yeah, worked really hard, didn't he? And he'll be very proud. It was good to see some shots of his family who've made the effort to come over and celebrate what is a huge moment in a young Englishman's life to make your NRL debut. So credit to him and his family. It was a great start to his NRL career. Look forward to watching him on these shores more this season.
Hey, in wrapping up, you know, we talk about teams that may or may not need one or two more middles. And Canberra, Papali'i is about to clock up 300. Tarpany's about to clock up 200. Two of the best in the game the Raiders have got.
And young Sorlo off the bench, he was impressive. There's always been a question mark with Canberra, sort of when they lose Papali'i or Tarpany, they go off the field at the same time. They lose a bit of that middle, but Emre Gula, Mariota and Sorlo were outstanding today. They didn't lose anything when the big guys went off, and then when they came back on to close out the game, they did the job.
No, let's not forget as well, they've got that ginger lunatic waiting in the wing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the freckle wasn't there tonight. Corey Horsburgh. Always a pleasure to see you, James Graham.
Yeah, likewise, Maroon.
And Wader, we'll see you across the weekend.
Great to be back, always.
All right, mate, and thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 when the Warriors take on the Sharks. Specsavers Play of the Day. We've done that, so let's do the highlights. Download the Mitre 10 Trade app for a trade discount. T's and C's apply. Mitre 10 Trade. Here are the second half highlights.
For McDonald's and Remot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Ready or not.
Full-time highlights.
You can't stop what I got. Ready or not.
3 metres out from the Newcastle line, just to the left-hand side of the upright, Levi Fogarty kicks out toward the wing of Marju. Marju doesn't get near it. I tell you who does. Zach Hosking takes it on the full and falls over and scores a very simple try. Played to Cogger, given to Gamble. Frizzell's out of one, out of two. Oh, the veteran scores a beautiful try. Buff through two tackles and the Knights strike back. It goes to Morgan Smithies, then Sorlo, who carts it up the middle, and he'll take the tackle about 3 metres out. Could they be next to score? Played back to Danny Levi, throws the dummy, reaches out. Does he score? Does he get the ball down? Referee Todd Smith says he done. He did. It's all in the blink of an eye, and the Raiders do score first. Fogarty once again. This kick is high. Marju can't get near it. Taken by Hopewadi. Sent back. Given across. Out to Cavett. Xavier Savage it is, who'll score in the corner. Tackle number four. Then it goes across Smithies. Strange. He got a little pass away. It went out from Hopewadi. Out to Rapina on the wing. And if this is a try, it's a well-deserved try to Jordan Rapina. And that, my friends, Wade Graham, that is the ball game. To Cogger, and then Jackson Hastings throws a dummy, and in the big scheme of things, that's a very easy, soft try. Last tackle, like a hot potato. Gula gets away from one big hombre, passes it back to Hudson Young, gets the ball away to Hosking, back to Hudson Young. Oh, what a wonderful Raiders try. Full time, Raiders have defeated Newcastle 28-12.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. Triple M footy lives on Listener. Catch all our games, interviews, replays, and more. That's LISTNR.
Triple M footy lives on Listener. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.